Professor Jenny White from Boston University has been following the elections in Turkey closely and says that while this election is a significant blow to the president and his party, she wouldn't rule him out yet. Her latest book on contemporary Turkish politics is Muslim Nationalists and the New Turks. She joined me earlier. Professor White, before this vote, President Erdogan was talking up the prospects of his party winning a supermajority in these parliamentary elections. How much of a rebuff is this result for him?
This is a very big rebuff. In fact, if you look at the photos of party members before the vote and after the vote, they look completely chastened. It's partly due to the fact that continually higher and higher vote counts in every single election, so that the last time it was near 50%. So the fact that he's now gone down to 41% in the space of a year, because the last elections, the local elections and the presidential elections were just a year ago. So that's a huge drop.
And what do you think's driving this? Do you think it was that fear of the ruling party winning a supermajority?
It's not the majority aspect so much as what they think he would do with it. So since 2011, that was when AKP won a majority in parliament. A lot of things changed. You know, it had been a party that was really rational, you know, a conservative party, but still, you know, reaching out to minorities, doing the right thing economically. And then after 2011, it was like an about face. The prime minister at the time, now President Tayyip Erdogan, became more and more, you know, autocratic, seemingly detached from reality. He started surrounding himself with yes men as opposed to advisors who had, you know, skills and knew what they were doing. So he became more and more isolated, and he started meddling in the economy, you know, getting into feuds with the central bank. But recently there have been incidents like Tayyip Erdogan and his people showed themselves to be really kind of brutal and not caring. He's doing all of the wrong things. And so there's a kind of paranoia that developed. You know, Turkey was on its way, really, to being, you know, an autocratic regime. And I think that became very clear to a lot of people who might otherwise have liked the subway he built and, you know, the fact that he got rid of the headscarf ban and he brought some respectability to being devout, which had been missing. But this sort of thing, you know, this autocratic one-man's whims, rule under one-man's whims, I think that was a little too much for people.
President Erdogan has also been restricting the independence of women in Turkey, sometimes in bizarre ways, like banning them from laughing in public. I mean, tell us about some of those changes.
Well, he didn't ban them. I think of it as modeling, you know, things that he would say and then that are modeled by the people in his party, the particularly conservative people who then come out with these bizarre statements like that, you know, it's disgusting to see women, pregnant women walking in public, in part because it's associated with sexuality. You know, if you are pregnant, it means you had sex. So it's a kind of shame, a form of shame, physical shame that you cover that, or that, you know, women should be modest and not laugh out loud, which is a kind of traditional Turkish sort of thing. It's not considered to be proper. But you don't usually hear politicians saying that. So those women may very well also wish to be professionals and attend universities. You know, it doesn't matter that you don't laugh, but quite a few covered women who now under the AKP are finally able to get an education because the AKP lifted the ban on the headscarf in universities. So That was the mix that brought the AKP to power when it came to women. They were modernizers and even to some extent had liberal ideas initially when they first came to power in 2003. But they also had a respect for traditional lifestyles, which people are very attached to. But the AKP as it is now, if it had gained a majority, I think that women's lot would not be particularly positive. The AKP platform had towards women was to increase fertility. This is not a message that a lot of covered women, especially the young ones who now have grown up in a very globalized, you know, middle class, burgeoning middle class environment, that's not something they particularly want to hear.
So are you able to see from the results at this stage whether there was a particularly large turnout from women?
I don't have any data on that. I mean, they just finished counting the votes, so I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of women moved their vote, because there's been some kind of uncomfortable responses from the AKP to, for instance, issues like violence against women. There's a kind of blaming of the victim.
And is this the end, then, do you think, at least the beginning of the end for President Erdogan's power?
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that because he doesn't have the numbers to form a single-party government, right? But the first reaction from the members of his party were, well, we haven't decided yet. We're thinking of having a minority government. And basically, they're thinking they're still going to decide what's going to happen. If they can't form a coalition, and already two of the other parties, the HDP, the Kurdish party, and the Nationalist Party, MHP, have both said we're not doing a coalition with the AKP, then you'll have early elections. That just gives more room for Erdogan, who really wants the presidential system. I think he would do anything to get the presidential system. So anything's possible. You know, we're talking about a leader who is now unpredictable.
That's Professor Jenny White from Boston University, whose latest book on Turkey is Muslim Nationalists and the New Turks.